12:05 the time. Welcome back in to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. You're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me now, Jesse Kurtz, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. Jesse, man, thanks so much for giving us some time.
You bet. Most wonderful time of the year, my friend. Thanks for having me on.
It is a fantastic time of year. I just love it, man. I'm so excited for all of college football. But in particular, we're talking to you, of course. I love watching Mountain West games, and I'm ready for a big weekend. I know we'll talk Boise State, Oregon State. But last night, Fresno State did Fresno State things. They win big over Cal Poly 35-7.
Yeah, and it really didn't have to show a lot. I mean, it wasn't fancy. Obviously, it was just kind of flexing your muscles, and we see all the time where FCS teams sometimes come out of the woodworks and surprise a team. So anytime you're able to go out there and not have to show a lot, race out to a 21-point lead and then kind of cruise from there. Obviously, Fresno State has some heavy hitters in the not-too-distant future, including USC. But to get a win under your belt, Jeff Tedford back on the sidelines, he's loving life. That was good to see.
Yeah, and well, and Jake Haner, we've talked a lot about him and how good he can be. Just a little 377-yard game. No big deal from him.
Yeah, no, and he's as good as you're going to find in the league this year. And obviously, he had an opportunity and did briefly leave for the University of Washington to go with Kalen DeBoer. But for him to come back and be the leader for that offense, he's a big reason that they are one of, if not the preseason favorites. And as you said, Jake Haner doing what Jake Haner does, you know, not too bad. 36-42 for 377. You'll take that every single Saturday.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and the next couple of weeks will be interesting because Oregon State, USC, as you mentioned. How good do you think Fresno State can be? I mean, when it's all said and done, I mean, do you see this team getting into that top 25?
Oh, yeah. I definitely see them as a top 25 team. I really do think that they are a dark horse team to crack into a New Year's Six.
Wow.
You know, they're not going to be a college football playoff team, but I think they are one of those teams nationally that should be in the early conversation and shouldn't be surprised if they're the best Group of Five team and ultimately gets to play in a New Year's Six. You've got all the ingredients. I mean, you've got a veteran quarterback, which is so important in college football. You've got a very good running back in Jordan Mims. You've got an elite wide receiver in Jalen Cropper. And then you've got a defense that's anchored by Evan Williams, who is a guy who probably will be in some All-America considerations. So you've got leaders across the field, and you've got you know, guys that are playmakers in very, very key spots, the glamour spots, so to speak. So I don't think that there's any reason that Fresno State can't be in that conversation for most of the year.
Now, what about the counterpart to that? What we'll see, you know, whether it's going to be Boise State or Air Force. Boise State has a good test coming up this weekend. But Air Force, Jesse, Northern Iowa, they should roll over this team this weekend.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, those as we said, those FCS openers can be a little bit scary sometimes, right? I mean, we just passed the 15th anniversary of Appalachian State beating Michigan. FCS teams had 12 victories over FBS teams in 2021, so it's not uncommon to see that. And this actually is probably the best team that Air Force has opened up against in the Troy Calhoun era. It's always been an FCS team, you know, VMI, Northwestern State, Colgate. But Northern Iowa is one of the heavy hitters at the FCS level. They've made it to a national championship game. They can routinely are in the FCS playoffs. So this is not a layup by any means. This is the best team that they face. But with Air Force having the players that they have back and the expectations, I don't think that Air Force should struggle. But I wouldn't be surprised if Northern Iowa kind of flexes its muscles a little bit and makes it a little bit closer than what we have seen from Air Force. I believe over the last 15 openers, the Falcons have won those games by an average of 35 points. I bet you this one is closer. I bet you it's closer. UNI is a very quality FCS program.
How, and on the same, I'll kind of ask you the same question I asked about Fresno State. Obviously, like you said, you got to be careful this weekend. But if Air Force walks away, gets a dub, feels good about it. How good do you think they can be? I'm pretty high on this Air Force team, Jesse. I think they could be a really, really great football team this year.
This is the most optimistic I have been about an Air Force team outside of the start of the 2020 season. And what I mean the 2020 season, you know, in June 2020, with the guys that were coming back after beating Colorado and beating Wazoo and a 10-win team, they had most of those guys coming back in 2020. And I said, this is the team that probably contends and maybe wins the Mountain West. And obviously, as history has it, right, the 2020 season was nothing like any of us thought it would be. Air Force ended up playing just a handful of games. Most of the guys opted out and took the turn back, did not play that season. So I see this team in that same vein. I mean, you've got a veteran quarterback in Isaac Daniels, third year he's starting. You got Brad Roberts, kid from Ralston Valley in Arvada, that is the leading rusher, leading returner in the Mountain West, almost carried the ball 300 times last year, over 1,300 yards. And then you've got a defense that lost some guys. You lost a generational player like Jordan Jackson, who's now with the Saints in the NFL. But by and large, the depth returns. I think Air Force right now is the best team in the Mountain Division, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was Air Force Fresno State in a Mountain West championship game, and I would not be surprised if Air Force was a team that hosted that. Obviously there's a lot of things that need to take place, but Fresno State has to play San Diego State, has to play Boise State. So if, for argument's sake, you're up against the Fresno State or San Diego State, there's a chance you might have a better conference record, which would dictate you're the hoster. So, you know, there's a lot of things that need to take place, but don't be shocked if Air Force is, you know, one of those teams. It's a top 25 team at the end of the year with wins over Colorado and, you know, Boise State. This team could make some national noise as well. They have the pieces in place here in early September to do that.
So just listening to you talk, Jesse, I mean, we could be looking at both of those teams easily jumping into that top 25. And as you said, Fresno State could be even better than that. I'm with you there, too. And boy, wouldn't that be the matchup? I would absolutely sign up for an Air Force Fresno State Mountain West Championship game.
No question. I think that is one of the likely scenarios. Does Boise State deserve to be in that conversation? Of course they do. They got a lot of seniors back, which, you know, sometimes can really take you places. I'm still high on Utah State. They didn't start out of the gates very quickly. But I think there's three teams in the Mountain Division that are all in that conversation. But Air Force's schedule really sets up for them well. And that's why one of the reasons I think this could be the team. You got Colorado at home. That will project nationally. Colorado, obviously, a down year. But if you're able to get a win over Colorado, they beat a Pac-12 team. Okay, great. You have home games against Colorado, Colorado State, Boise State, Navy. Like, you got a lot of your big games at home. You do go on the road to Utah State. You do go on the road to San Diego State. But if you're able to get to that 7-1 in conference play, like they have done here recently, I think that you're in position, and the schedule sets up that you got a chance to maybe reach those marks.
We're talking to Jesse Kurtz, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. Okay, Tulsa, Wyoming, Jesse. This one's interesting. Tulsa favored by 6.5. It's in Laramie. Wyoming had a rough outing last week. Terrible, terrible day of passing for the Cowboys. How do you see this one shaking out?
Yeah, this is a tough game. I am sure that Craig Bohl has gotten the guy's attention, because I don't think anybody was thrilled with the performance. Now, going on the road to a Big Ten opponent, that's never easy, but I expected maybe a little bit more. Andrew Peasley was not terrific. The offensive line was not terrific. Look, if you don't block, you can have a capable quarterback and a really good running back in Titus Wynn. If you don't have the guys up front to protect or to move the line of scrimmage, you got no shot. And I think that's probably where it starts and finishes, as far as the improvement would be up front. It's a very young team, only three seniors on the entire roster. So this is a team that's going to be feeling itself out, I think, early. And Tulsa is certainly no layup. You like to have them at home. That's a great game day atmosphere up there. Wyoming does well against teams out of the AAC. But you're right. This is one of those games that if you're Craig Bohl and company, you don't want to start out of the gates 0-2. So you take advantage of that hometown crowd and hopefully can beat the Golden Hurricane.
Yeah, I'm with you. That one's going to be a tricky contest for the Cowboys. All right, the another huge game. I mean, mainly because of all the eyes that are going to be on this program. Colorado State, Michigan, 10 o'clock ABC. Michigan's ranked 8th. We all know about Michigan. Man, this is going to be a heck of a – I don't want to call it a test, Jesse, because I think we all kind of just want to see what CSU is about, but a heck of an opportunity to showcase your program a little bit.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, Michigan obviously is the first time they've seen live reps against another team. So if you're able to you know, land some punches early – and Jay Norvell will certainly try to do that with the way that they're going to run that offense, right? I mean, he makes it. Make no mistake, they're going to throw it downfield. And I think they've got some of the players that will compete very well in our league. I think they are probably a bowl team. But going on the road against a team that the defending Big Ten champs, who, you know, obviously a top 10 program, it's going to be tough. But again, you know, these opening week matchups, there's always a few of those that raise your eyebrows. And we don't know what we have in Colorado State. We just don't. It's a better team than last year. It's a more talented team than last year. You got a better coach than last year. So why not? Why can't you go up there and hang with Michigan? Does anyone expect them to go to the Big House and win? Probably not. But to go up there and put together a good showing and get fans excited in Fort Collins and Colorado and Ram Nation for what could be, why not? Why not go up there and put your best foot forward and show everybody this is a different program than we have seen in the last couple of years?
Jesse, I'm getting so many people that want to know, like, do you think CSU, what is it, 30 and a half right now? Do you think CSU hangs in enough to ultimately cover that spread?
Well, so when you run that wide open offense, that can go two different ways, right? You're giving the ball back to Michigan a lot, but you also have the opportunity to score a lot. You know, those guys that make those lines are smarter than I. There's a reason that they live in a much bigger house than I. So I don't have any reason to not trust that probably here on Friday afternoon is right. But again, no one's seen this offense with these players and in these uniforms run. So sometimes that works to your advantage. There's not a whole lot of tape on this group together, especially the quarterback, right? You can go back and look at, you know, what Jay and Matt Mummy did at Nevada and say, okay, well, you know, some of these players, many of these players were at Nevada, so you try to defend that way. But there's so many unknowns that makes it a little bit tougher to prepare for. Why not? Why can't you keep it to a couple of score game and give yourself a shot in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you there for sure. All right, a big one on Saturday night: Boise State, Oregon State. This is it's an opportunity. Boise State. We're talking Air Force. We're talking Fresno State. Boise State. I mean, you and I joked about it a couple of weeks ago. You know, last year, would they win 7 games last year, Jesse? And it was like, oh, it's a down year for us. I'll take 7 for CSU today. But Boise State. Do they turn this thing around and maybe they pull off a, you know, again, I think Oregon State's 2.5-point favorites in this. It's pretty close there. What do you think about this matchup?
So I think this is one of those games that Boise State has to win if they truly are, quote-unquote, back from that down year of 7 wins. I think this is one of those ones that they have to have. It's a winnable game. Look, Oregon State obviously had a tremendous year last year, went to the L.A. Bowl before Utah State got them. But I've seen a lot of stuff written about Oregon State that people are pretty high on the Beavers. I don't think that there's any reason, though, that Boise State can't go on the road where they've been very, very successful and win. And I think this is one of those winnable games that Andy Avalos can get and needs to get if you truly are going to be that team that thinks it's going to be back in that Mountain West championship consideration. This is a program that is 17-4, I think, over the last four seasons on the road. Only teams like Bama, Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson have fewer road losses during that span. So this isn't going to it's not going to intimidate Boise State. And you got a senior quarterback, so I like Boise State under the lights in Corvallis. I think they get this one, and that would be great for them, and it'd be great for the Mountain West.
It'd be huge, absolutely. Jesse, I love it, man. I could just kind of run you through all of kind of the bullet points, and you just rock as always, my friend. And let's see what happens. Should be a fun weekend for Mountain West football.
We got to get a few of these, and I like our chances. I appreciate the invite, Brady. Be well this weekend, and enjoy the kickoff of the college football season nationwide.
All right, my friend, you too. We'll talk to you soon. Jesse Kurtz, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. Yeah, I could see Boise State winning, beating Oregon State. I could see that. But I tell you what, Oregon State, like, the pressure's on Oregon State to win this game. They need to win this game, and I know everybody needs to win the game. But you're trying to put, I always say this, you're trying to put your best foot forward if you're in the Pac-12 so you don't get left. If something does happen and more teams end up leaving the Pac-12, this is one of those situations where if you're the Oregon State Beavers, you're looking at Boise State going, yeah, we got to beat a pretty good Mountain West team, and that'll help us out in the long run. They play Fresno State next week, so they could get, is that right? Am I wrong on that? You gave me a look. No, I'm right.
That was an intrigued look, not a confused look.
Yeah, so Oregon State has to play two of the best Mountain West teams in 2 weeks in a row. So your season could be donezo thanks to the Mountain West Conference. 21 minutes after the hour. We'll get to more texts here. We have transitioned. We forgot about it Tuesday. I got a $15 gift certificate to Cables Pub and Grill for the best text of the day. B-Rad's there. Mysterio, that's not bad. You know, picks are hard to give credit to before, right? You can't. If somebody calls, I think I gave Noob one time because he called like the exact spread of a UNC basketball game. And it was like, I don't know, something crazy, like 46 points or something like that. He called it on the nose. And so I went back and hooked him up and said, hey, and I think a lot of hooligans got pissed off because I took the winner away from that day. But I'm like, dude, he called it 100% right. So it's hard to reward picks. If you're giving me picks, I get it. But for Top Text Friday, I don't know. 22 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Don't forget Football Friday's coming up at 1 o'clock. We've got I've got my picks. I think I'm ready. I've been working on them even throughout the show today. So I think I'm getting ready for this. We'll see what happens. I got a lot to pick from. We'll be right back.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and Their Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.